It's time now for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on Canton Atlanta Radio as the Red Hawks enter the final week of the regular season, week number 8, coming off a tough loss on the road at Holton in a district game, another Big East battle at Holton. Coach Wyatt Giroux joins us, and man, I tell you, it was the tale of two halves, and you come up just a little bit short in your comeback effort at Holton on Friday night, Coach. Valiant effort, but like I said, just not quite enough to take down the Wildcats on Friday.
Yeah, we came up just short, and we just came out kind of slow and struggled a little bit on offense, but we did do some good things, should have capitalized, but defensively we just, I don't know what it was. I mean, we thought we had a good game plan and had a good week of practice, and then the first half, it just took us a while to get going, and then the second half, I mean, our kids just played how we knew that they could play and what they were capable of, and they I mean, we just ran out of time. Like, we moved the ball, we scored again, defense forced turnover, only 15 yards in the second half. Our kids came fired up. It's just we ran out of time, but against a good team like Holton and well coached and a great program, you know, it can't take you 24 minutes, 30 minutes to get going. So
talk a little bit about your defense. You know, Holton had a couple of big plays, including that 91-yard touchdown run there in the second quarter that really kind of changed the momentum there in that first half. You guys were getting ready to look like go in for a score, your first one of the game. Unfortunately, turned the ball over, and the very next play, they go up and make it a two-score game. But really, then, like I said, you get to that second half, and that defense really turned things on. And like you mentioned, holding Holton to 15 yards of total offense for the entire second half. I don't think a lot of defenses can even say that about Holton over the years. So you have to be happy with that.
Yeah. I mean, we always meet on Sundays, and it's usually about 3.5-4 hours. And I thought we had a good game plan. So the first half, we were kind of upset about how we were executing it, and we got a couple kids back from being healthy, and that 14-point swing is brutal, especially against Holton, who's going to eat the clock and grind it out. And they usually do have a couple, you know, 20-25-yard runs during the game, you know, counter or something. The guy will miss an assignment, and so they'll gash their teams. But I mean, to go 91 yards to flip it from, you know, hopefully getting 7-7 to 14-0 is tough to come back from. And just kudos to, you know, our kids, and my brother has done a great job with the defense this year. I think when the season's finally over, we'll see the numbers are a lot better, but especially on our tackling is a lot better. But our kids just answered it, and they just stepped up. I mean, we knew they could do it. They did it against a great Sabetha team, and we knew we could do it against Holton, and so and against Perry, or against Jeff West. And so the second half was big.
Yeah, we looked this entire season. There's a lot of games where the story of the game is really running out of time and really tough, close games. So you've had several of those here this year. One regular season game left to go. We've got the cause of Perry Lecompton coming to town for that home game, and it's homecoming. We'll talk more about that coming up right after this here on the Hiawatha Red Hawk Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continues here on Kansas Land Radio as the Red Hawks enter into the last regular season game. 2-5 record going into this one, and a little bit of a weird schedule this year. It's the last home game potentially here of the season, and they've got the Perry Lecompton Cause coming to town, and it's a homecoming matchup. Coach, a lot going on here for the last game. It's kind of a rival with Perry Lecompton. Some big games on not only the football field, but a lot of close, tight basketball games over the last several years between these kids. What are the boys doing, and you guys as coaches, to get ready for Perry Lecompton?
It's funny, when I took over this job, some of the kids would say, you know, our rival is Jeff West, or some of them would say Perry. Some of the older people say Sabetha. But it's kind of like what you said, numerous sports, the kids you know, the tough games with Perry stood out to some of them. And so they're a good team. I mean, Coach over there does a great job. I know I've emailed him and talked to him a couple times at meetings, and he's got a good program. He's made some long playoff runs, state championship games, and just built them up and down. And they're a tough team. I mean, their record doesn't show it, but you watch their film, and they're scrappy, and they'll play four quarters and tough football. But similar to last week, we've kind of cut back on practices, give them an extra 10, 15 minutes of less of practice, more or mental stuff, just to keep our bodies fresh. We got some kids back from injury, so we're just trying to keep them healthy. And obviously, it's our homecoming, so we have a couple distractions, cool distractions, though. And so we have a lot to play for, both of us. The saying this week, you know, I put on our practice thing is when we're in. So they got the same thing over there, and so we got a lot to play for Friday night.
Essentially, it becomes an extra playoff game for you guys. It's basically a play-in game for you guys to get into the postseason. We talk about homecoming. That's always there's good and bad that comes with that. Like you said, there's a lot going on to keep the boys busy and potentially a little bit distracted, but motivation because, again, last home game for these seniors. Plus, it's their homecoming, so they want to go out with a win. Apparently, Compton does have some injuries. They could be a little banged up coming into this one, but what do you see from them on offense? You know, kind of a quick team. They've got some athletes. What's the defense going to have to do to step up and be able to hold them in check to try to send the message, hey, this is our game tonight. We're going to take the win on Friday.
Yeah, it's talk about two different teams, right? Last week we knew we were going to, you know, face a robust three backs and run right at you. This week. Coach has a good G scheme and spreads you out, and they might throw it 15 to 20 times a game. But he's a good coach over there, and so obviously we're going to have to tweak our defensive scheme this week and try to get you know, some guys that can cover a little bit more, move in space, tackle maybe more sideline to sideline instead of in the box. And I think we do have a good game plan. I mean, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at him and see what he can do.
All right, sounds good. Well, like I said, homecoming week at Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha, the Red Hawks and the Cause. That game will be on the Hiawatha channel, and you can catch that starting at around 6:45 pregame with a kickoff at 7 o'clock between the Red Hawks and the Cause. Good luck on Friday night, Coach. Hopefully we're talking about a playoff game when we visit next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Coach Wyatt Giroux, the head coach for the Hiawatha Redhawks, as the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you each and every week by Carl's Body Shop, by Citizen State Bank and Trust, and by Hiawatha Implement.